In Jesus alone, and they're going to heaven.
No, I'm saying I'm trusting in Jesus.
Okay.
You asked me what the gospel is. I'm saying
the gospel is how to find eternal life. Good news, because the good news is you're a sinful person in your flesh. I am too. And if we don't get this good news, we won't gain the kingdom of God or eternal life.
And how do you get that?
Well, I just asked you the gospel. So
no, I'm asking you, how do you get what you're saying?
So you're asking me. Okay, so you want me to preach the gospel to you?
No, I'm asking you, how do you get what you say you have?
That's the gospel. That's eternal life.
But how do
you must
get
place
it?
Your faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
And we're on the same page.
Hold on.
You're all good.
Death, burial, and resurrection. There's more.
No, I
that's
know
it.
Yeah, we're
that's it. Do you have to repent and come out of your sin?
I'm saying we're on the same page.
Do you have to repent and come out of your sin? You didn't mention that.
No question about it.
You didn't mention
that. But that's all found in Jesus, my brother.
No, it's not. Jesus called people to repent. It's not found in him. You must do it.
So who are you trusting in?
You must do it.
You're trusting in yourself to repent?
I trust in Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of God calls me to repentance. And you didn't mention born again. You must be born again, sir.
And Jesus,
faith, repentance, and born again.
And Paul also wrote to church and said, don't bicker over words.
Doctrine is words, you think?
No, you're
talking about genealogies. That's out of context. That was foolish stuff. This is doctrine finding eternal life.
What Paul was talking about is you trying to add on to Jesus and Jesus.
No, not at all. Not at all. That's not what I'm doing. I'm telling you that Jesus said you must repent. Jesus said he's the only way. Jesus said you must be born again. Jesus said without holiness, no one will see God. Jesus said you must endure. That's a biblical gospel. And my charge to people when we travel the country is if you're like the culture and you're like the Sunday man-made religion with the pagan holiday, Christmas, Easter, you're following a different Jesus, and it's a shortened version of Jesus. Just believe in Jesus and you go to heaven. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You are my friend if you keep my commandments. John 15:14. The commandments of God are more than adultery, drunkenness,
no question
and porn.
About it. Paul also said that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and
Galatians
self-control.
5.
And if you read the rest of the New Testament, the four pillars of our faith and the foundation of our faith all said that love shows that you have repented.
And that's love for true believers. But the call is always, go look at the New Testament.
I have.
Okay, hold on. The challenge is, if you look at the New Testament, there's one verse that uses love for evangelism. So you're right. When it comes to brothers and sisters, the call is love, patience, long-suffering. That's the fruit of the Spirit with each other. Go look in the New Testament. See, this goes against the grain of American Christianity.
But what you're saying, what you're in essence saying is that if the Holy Spirit lives inside of me,
right,
then the sign that I have repented of my sin is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness.
And more. As also holiness, obedience, all of those. So it's a package.
Jesus
said, with
all
who?
All the law and the prophets hang on that one.
To who? Was Jesus kind and loving with the Pharisees and the false teachers?
But that was because they weren't about love, right?
Exactly. So if you have a brother and a sister that live in sin and they live as the world.
But you're walking around assuming that everybody's living in sin.
Well, I can see the worldly culture. People are wearing sports teams on their shirts, which is idolatry. People are connected to man-made religion, which is pagan.
Where'd you get those shoes?
What's pagan about my shoes? There's no sports team on them. They protect my feet. That's all they do. No. No.
I promise you, take them off.
No. Well, you can't see it, so it's not. It doesn't hurt my witness. So sports, you're accumulating sports with a pair of shoes. So here's the point. Love is never used for evangelism. You know what is always used for evangelism in the New Testament? Go challenge this. Go read it. The call is always, repent! The kingdom of God is at hand. That was always the call, not love. Not love. Not one place other than John 3:16.
I'm not even trying to argue with you about that.
So we preach repentance.
You asked me if I wanted to receive the gospel.
No, I didn't ask you that. I said, what is the gospel?
And I'm telling you.
I didn't say if you wanted to receive it. I got it on audio. I said, did you know it? And you didn't, because you didn't mention repentance and born again, holiness and obedience and endurance. You gave me the American gospel, the truncated version. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, walk in holiness, obeying the scriptures, and that's everything.
So
and when your heart is really changed.
So what you're saying is when you stand before God, you're going to talk to him about all the ways that you didn't sin.
Talk to God about all the ways that we sin. First of all, you're not going to stand in front of God unless you're born of him and you're cleansed by his blood, and then there'll be no judgment. If you say you know Jesus and you live in sin, you will be sent away and judged. Jesus said in Matthew 7, many will say, Lord, Lord, we did this, we did that, and I turn them away. Why? It says it right there. You workers of iniquity. If you claim Jesus and you live in willful sin, Hebrews 10:26 says, there's no sacrifice for sin. So living as the culture is sin. Living Christmas and Easter is sin. Living after sports is sin. Living after politics is sin. Living in your flesh is sin. Not dressing your temple. This is the temple of God, the way God ordained. is sin. So there's many things that are sinful, right? And so that's all we do is we call Americans. We don't want anybody's money. We want people to go and test themselves to the Word of God and see that they're being deceived by American churchianity, by truncated gospels that I just believe and love Jesus and I'm going to heaven. That's not true. Jesus is clear that his sheep hear his voice. They follow him. They come out of the culture. So if you're like the culture, in any way, one sin, if you say, I like to cuss, that's going to send you to hell if you don't repent of it. The blood of Christ does not cover you. Just like, are you guys married?
No, I have no idea who this woman is.
So you're married. If you're married and you had a girlfriend on the side and you won't give up that girlfriend, that's adultery. You're going to hell. Jesus' blood doesn't cover that. God killed a husband and wife in Acts 5 for one sin. The world fell into the darkness, one sin. Everyone takes sin so lightly. This is why I'm passionate about this, because the American.
And you need to know I'm incredibly. The only reason I stopped you is because.
You didn't stop me, I stopped. You called me brother, and I wanted to see if you're really my brother.
We're good. You probably need to go talk to somebody else because we know Jesus.
Well, if you know Jesus, I'll leave you with this. Can I give you a gospel card?
No, not when you're. Not when you're being an absolute rear end to me, when I'm trying to be really God.
Really? Well, you told me that just loving and believing Jesus gets you heaven, and that's not true.
You didn't even give me a chance to finish talking.
I said, is that it? And you said, yes, that's it. I have it on audio.
Okay, good for you.
Well, but I mean, you said, that's it. And I said, do you have to repent?
Put it on your radio show. All I wanted to do was to commend you for your passion. That's all I wanted to do. But you keep interrupting me.
Passion isn't going to get you anywhere.
I'm not saying it is. I'm saying congratulations. I think it's
but
amazing.
The gospel you proclaimed wasn't biblical.
You didn't even give me a chance
I did.
To finish.
You said believe in Jesus, and I said, is that it? And you said yes. That's a lie. You said yes. I'll leave it there. You did say yes. That was it. You left out repentance, born again. If you're of the world's culture, you're going to die in your sin. Repent. We love you. Turn from your sin, Amen.